Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the Neil Christie Baker Psychic Hour. Today we're discussing modes of transcendence and taking calls for on-air readings. We have some callers in the queue, so we're going to be getting to you in just a moment. But first, want to invite our callers to join us here on Blog Talk Radio, on Facebook, and on Twitter. And those accounts you can find on our Blog Talk Radio profile. So please do so. Follow us. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. And we do ask that callers press 1 if they want to speak with us, and everybody has done so in the queue. So we're going to be taking callers in the order that they were received. Everyone in the queue will be getting a reading, so do hold your place in line. Okay, so 404 is our first. Hello.
Hi, guys. Namaste. It's Olita.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, Lolita. What's your birth date again? I don't recall it.
Sure. Of course, I know you know. It's 12/30/1972.
I do remember sometimes, but this didn't stick in my brain. 5/6/16/9 25/7. That's right. I remember now. She's 25/7. What's new? Glad to hear from you.
Couple things are new. I'm just really done of a lot of karmic healing on several issues, so I'm at a place of peace, especially with my divine family, and look forward to my summer. I own an ice cream store, so saw some great numbers in April and May, and my 2-year anniversary yesterday, and my 1-year anniversary, my dad left. I know Neil has worked on my dad before. And so I'm at a really good place spiritually. Yeah, I just wanted to see if you knew that what needs to be brought to my attention at this present moment, if there's any messages that I need to know about my past.
Did you say your dad is not on the planet anymore?
No, ma'am. He's here right here celebrating with me.
Oh, because I thought you said, did you hear that too?
She said 1-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good. So your father is still here.
No. He's deceased. He went crossed over the other side last year, May 23rd.
Oh,
and,
he is deceased.
I didn't hear
correctly. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah, and you just
you never say sorry. Remember, it's a journey. It's love and light, and we all have to accept that. It's a celebration there. So, and you didn't do anything wrong in the word dictionary. Means you did something wrong, so we embrace it. So I don't never apologize for that. It is all good. I actually have a better connection with him now than ever.
Oh, wow. So, you know, can we hit it real quick? I don't know if there might be a connection here that can be made. What's his birth date?
March 8th. What is it, 42 maybe? Forgot.
Well, okay, that's not so important. And you are going to be 46 years old.
Yeah.
Correct?
Look forward to it, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting about her system, number system, because her karmic number is kind of hidden on either side of her birthday in the 12-3, because of the distance between 1 and 1, the 2 and 5, if you add those two together, the 1 and 1, and 2 and 3. And then on the 72, going backwards, her karmic number is there. Tom, were you going to say something, Neil?
Well, you wanted to know if there was anything being brought to your attention. I think it is something from the other side that brought to your attention. And the,
regarding the father?
I don't know if it's regarding the father. It's it feels like a female energy in this case. And the female energy is like putting together, I don't know if it's a quilt or a dress pattern.
Uh-huh.
Does that make any sense to you?
It could be my mom's aunt or my dad's mom, but I believe that my mom's aunt, my grandaunt, is my guardian, and she was like my grandmother to me when I was growing up because I never got to know my mom's mom because she wasn't around.
Yeah, it felt like a grandmother image to me. Mm-hmm. And did she make quilts or dress patterns or anything?
No, back in India, it wasn't like that. So, no, you know, you weren't really taught to do all that.
So, no sewing?
No sewing. Mm-mm.
But in terms of the color.
Well, you know, but in India, they wear very rich colors.
Right, but our family had people to do everything for them. As far as
they wore the garments.
Yeah,
that's probably
yeah.
They wore the garments, and you know, they had, India's famous for its dyes.
Correct.
Y-E-S.
Yeah. So there's rich colors in there that are naturally base colors. And so I think there's something to do with she's sending you images of colors, so... Is there anything that you're doing currently that involves in your home or your business, any kind of redecorating or anything like that?
At this time, there's no redecoration. Oh, there's no redecorating of any type of sort. Maybe it's a message to look for in the future. I'm not sure if it's celebrations or clothing to wear. I'm not sure.
Here's where we stand right now. I think there's an energy coming from the other side. I believe it's the grandmother figure. There's something to do with colors or patterns that's presented to my third eye as quilts or dresses or something. And I'm not, you know, if that's a celebration, I'm not sure, but it's the first step towards trying to get through to you.
Something you're probably not remembering, just maybe this might help a little bit,
okay,
is that she owns an ice cream shop, and it's American themed. So there's like, or isn't your ice cream shop like?
Yeah, you remember? Yeah, it's all about
so
America.
So it's like you have flags and things like that.
Yeah,
you have a lot of different. Are your ice creams all different colors and everything?
Or how's the shop decorated?
Oh, it's all patriotic. It's all Philadelphia theme, all sports. I have a big American flag, all murals on my place. I have a section where it's all history about the United States, and it's all Hershey's ice cream. And it's really red, white, and blue, to be quite honest.
And so you're, when you go into your shop, if you were going to select ice cream, there's all these different flavors, all these different colors.
Yeah, different flavors, absolutely, of course, yes.
Okay, so there's something to do with there's something to do with your ice cream shop. Now, have you paid any homage to your aunt in the ice cream shop? Do you have anything of hers that you stuck on the wall, a little memento, a little this or that?
Actually, no. I have a wall with my dad and my mom, my stepdad, and some of my friends and my grand opening, and my dogs who have crossed over.
Oh,
but other than that, as far as family, no.
So there's pictures of them on a certain section in the cream parlor?
Yeah, next to my cash register, I have a little thing where I have like different pictures about my life. So it's like a real personal shop,
okay,
like to show family about my life.
Do you have your aunt anywhere in your home?
No. Oh, in my home, I do, yes. On my altar, I do, yes.
On your altar. Okay, so we've got that zone. Is there any possible way you could duplicate that picture and put another one in this ice cream store?
Absolutely.
That's the message. I don't know why. Maybe, you know, you said a guardian spirit. People who cross over can be, quote, guardian spirits. They're not angels or anything. Angels are a different substance. But they are
spirits,
and they can be guardians. So there's something to do with the blessing of your store that is coming through to your aunt today. It's not, you know, it's a very personal connection she's making to you to put a picture of her there, because the energy of the picture, it's actually not a picture at all. It's the picture, all the molecules come together and form an image. So that image of that energy in that photograph is something your aunt would gravitate towards. And there's some reason why she wants to bless your business and be there. So it's a gravitational pull. It would be like a landing site for a rocket ship. She wants to have her image in the store so she could move her journey there and protect your store for some reason. I want to ask you something. Have there been any in your life, have you ever been encountered with a stray cat? Did you ever have a cat in any chapter of your life that came from, what was that cat story?
Well, that's when I started talking to you in 2008. I moved from my home and intern for the Tampa Bay Rays, and there was a cat in front of the apartment that they gave me. And I don't know, I just was fun with this cat, and then I brought the cat in, and then I had to leave, but I couldn't bring the cat back because I had my two dogs at the time. So I fell in love with it, and I called the cat Columbus Catfish, but I gave it to the animal shelter. So that was the stray that I took in that I got. It was very, very communicative with me.
Well, that's the telephone call from your aunt to show that she's really here. She presented to me an image that you would connect to that I have no recollection of, to present to you her presence. And she used the cat as a way of you took the cat in. So what she's saying in retrospect is, take me into the ice cream parlor. Put me there. I'm going to be visible there. My energy is going to go there. I just need some anchor to put me there. I don't know. It sounds a little silly, maybe not. But I would do it. I would put a picture. I mean, if I was getting this message from somebody that I cared about on the other side and they said, put a picture of me on the mantle, I would go, okay. I wouldn't argue with it. And because it's for good intent.
And she said that she feels that the aunt is the guardian anyway. So
yeah.
It's connecting to what she's saying. Now, when Neil and I die, you're to add us to the collage. No, just kidding.
We want to be stuffed holding ice cream cones.
Yeah.
We can put the flavor of the muffins in the cup of our hand.
That's so funny. We'll do.
No, of course not. Just kidding. But
just check out the tax service in your area and see which one looks like the best. But anyways, put the picture of your aunt there, and she's alluding to it as though it were the cat you found.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, no one really knows about that.
Okay, good.
Wow. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, you guys. I appreciate it. I'll stay listening. And
happy Memorial Day. I'm sure it's a big
you
weekend
too.
At a patriotic ice cream parlor.
Yeah.
It's an American holiday, so...
We've had some Indian. Is she still there?
Yeah, we'll bring her back.
There's
on
a place near us called Little India, and we often go there to eat.
Neil loves to mention this.
Yeah, I love mentioning it. And for incense and ice cream. We actually had some dessert type thing.
Well, it wasn't ice cream. But...
Well, I saw ice cream in the place where we got the dessert.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, actually, in my ice cream store, I actually have incense burning right now. Me and my business partner, we actually do spiritual work out of here, like exorcism, healing,
what's
meditation.
What's the best brand of incense? What are you burning in your shop right now?
I'm burning the masala incense by Black and Gold. It's called Mantra Meditation Premium Masala Incense.
What is the one we have? It starts with an H.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It's a man's name. But it's actually really nice, I think. It's even better than, like, Nag Champa, which I enjoy.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people, use Mog Chapman, but there's so much better brands out here. If you just go to like an Indian grocery store, they actually sell it so much efficient, like much better pricing too.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you probably are talking about the hemp. You're talking about the hemp brand? H-E-M?
No.
Yeah, I have that too.
It's hard. He's going to go look. But it is cheaper. It was like a dollar a box. And if you buy it online, it's so much more expensive.
Oh, yeah. No, you never.
H-A-R-I.
Hari.
Oh, Hari.
No, Hari Darshan. Hari Darshan.
Oh, Hari Darshan. Okay.
Oh, you
all right,
said,
yeah,
well,
that's...
Hari Darshan. Sorry, I'm not saying it as well as you.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay,
that's
Lolita,
funny.
Well,
all right, you guys.
Take good care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We have 347 next, and we just had a call come. Then 334 is our caller after 347. We just had a caller from 401. If 401 could press 1, if... he or she would like to speak with us, then that would be very helpful. Okay, 347.
Hi. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Tamika. Hi.
I'm sorry. Who's this? It's hard to hear you.
This is Tamika.
Oh, hi, Tamika.
Hi. I just wanted to confirm with you guys something you said came true. The person that I had called and asked you guys about did indeed leave my job. So just wanted
9378, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so talk right into your receiver. I don't know if you're on a headset or speakerphone, but if you are, maybe it would be better not to be on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So just telling you that someone did leave my job that you guys said would leave. So just wanted to affirm that with you and also just ask you if you guys saw anything coming up for me with relationship or with work.
So, Tanika, just to refresh, she works at a hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hospital?
No, urgent care.
Urgent care, well, medical. And the girl that you were working, like, at the desk or whatever with was very problematic, and she was really stressed about it. And that's the person that ended up leaving?
Yeah.
When did she leave? And what were the circumstances?
She left. It was a big blow up. She kind of like exploded at work and sort of caused it on herself. She like lost her temper at work and caused a scene about something small. And it happened about 2 weeks ago. So we got a new manager in now, and I'm hoping things go well with the new manager. She sits right next to me. And that was the whole situation, how that one left.
So did she get fired? See.
Well, that one down.
Right. Right.
So,
I mean, I felt bad, but
that's good because it was really, really concerning you, obviously, because it made. So, are you feeling better in the last 2 weeks since the she's not
kind of
anymore?
I am kind of. I'm still getting to know the new manager, like to get a feel for her. So I've been working now with someone new, which is the new manager, and so just taking it day by day, like hoping for the best with her, and just seeing how it goes.
So she's a 37101, right?
Yeah.
Is that right? And she's going to be 3 years past her, past the age of 37. So maybe, you know, that's her fire number. Maybe there's something going on with.
She's single, married?
Huh? She's single.
Single, yeah.
Yeah, so you're looking for a relationship now? I mean, you've been talking about relationship for a while, I think, before the work problem happened. I think you've asked about that before, but nothing, there's been nothing.
So you're just calling to see what's going on?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, so here's what we're getting. There is a situation with a man coming into your world, and he's somehow associated with restaurants. I don't know if he's a waiter or if he's a manager. I'm not too sure, but he's associated with restaurants. I mean, you may be going, I have no connection. I don't know what you're talking about, but that's okay. It's not coming in like you have any connection, knowingly any connection with this person. But I want to ask you something on a different level. Does anybody in your family, anybody ever worked for a restaurant or in a restaurant?
No.
No. So that was pretty... so this person, so in other words, the reason I asked that, because I want to see if there was anything karmic about this person coming in. There isn't. Yeah. So it's something fresh and new. Do you go to restaurants? Or do you just stay home and eat?
Yeah, there's a lot of restaurants around my job. I go there and like pick up food for lunch, but I haven't gone out to eat in a while.
Well, but she's still going into restaurants. So
yeah, well, you go to restaurants. I don't think you have to go to the restaurant to meet this person, but when you meet them, you will discover that they're connected to a restaurant in some way. Do you ever go on any retreats? Do you ever go to any group meetings, anything of that nature?
No, I don't go to any group meetings. I talk to someone who's my counselor once a week, but that's a private thing, just me and her one-on-one.
I don't know yet. Do you go to a church or anything like that?
No, I don't.
I don't know where you're going to meet this person, but, you know, okay, so you're calling a psychic show. We're psychics, and we're seeing this person coming in with somehow related to a restaurant. It's a male figure. There's some romantic vibe going on. I'm going to give you a couple of images just to keep in your mind for the future. And don't worry, you don't need to understand these images entirely, nor do you need to connect to them like they mean something to you. One is a white horse, like a beautiful white horse you might see like in a fairy tale or on the cover of a book. Like a fantasy book. So a white horse. Well, let me ask you, do white horses mean anything to you?
The horse means something to me because in Chinese astrology, that's my animal, that's my sign.
Oh, okay. Well, let's pull that card out for a minute. And say that there's something to do with Chinese astrology, the horse,
maybe
animal,
it's a Chinese restaurant.
Number, and something to do with romance. That's what we got so far. What's your nationality? What's your background?
I'm Jamaican, and I have some Japanese in my background, but I'm Jamaican.
Huh. Okay. What are you interested in Chinese astrology, knowing that your horse is your symbol?
Because when I was younger, I was very introverted, and when I discovered astrology, it kind of made me see something about me that was special about me, and I just never stopped being interested in that, in numerology, and I discovered Chinese astrology that way, too. I find all that stuff interesting. Like, I try not to live by it, but it's interesting to me.
Are you following us?
Yeah, no. I do.
Where?
You
do? On Blog Talk, yeah.
Oh, no, on Facebook. Blog Talk is kind of...
Follow us on Facebook so I can get absorb more of your energy off the air and see if there's a way for me to figure out...
Yeah, because there's no way to find... We can't find people via Blog Talk Radio. I mean, you would have to scroll down.
That's why people say they follow us, because it's on Blog Talk.
Yeah, Blog Talk... Well, I mean, Blog Talk is great, following us, because then, you know, if there's a change in the schedule or whatever, that's good. But in terms of us being able to connect with those people, it's very difficult. We'd have to scroll down and read every name. There's no way to search our...
So,
and there's, like, you know, very little information on our followers.
So maybe we should specify that.
Well, I do.
What's it called?
Facebook. I do specify that. I specify that.
I hardly use it, but I'll log into it and follow you.
I'm sorry?
I hardly use it, but I'll log into it and follow you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because here's our journey. This is going to be kind of fun. We're going to try to figure out how to get this guy to you. That might be kind of a fun project.
Yeah.
Because I think the symbol of the horse, came in to spark your attention to the astrological sign that you have on the Chinese astrology, and the amount of a white horse has something to do with romance in my mind. So
it's like a romance novel often will have a horse and you know, a couple on it, or you know, whatever.
So we're going to try to figure out karmically if there's a connection you also have in a past life with Chinese energy. The person that would come in would be of your liking, so don't worry about Maybe they'll be from Jamaica. I don't. That's not. We're not considering it's going to be. We're not going to considering that it's going to be Chinese or anything. It'll be somebody you're attracted to.
See.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pulling up a lot of covers of romance novels that have horses on them.
Okay,
but so the other question, because we need to move on to other callers. The other question real quick, Tanika, is, you know, we were trying to kind of explore what you do to get out and meet people. Is there anything that you wanted to offer in terms of what you do socially that you might, where you might encounter somebody?
Other than go to work, not much. I mean, I just joined a gym, but I'm there. Not that I just joined it, but other than that, not much really. Just working a lot.
Okay.
Pretty. Yeah.
Okay.
What
were
Go ahead. You were gonna say something.
I heard him say he has three images that he saw.
Well, he was. Neil did three images. I think the horse, the Chinese. There was a Chinese connection. Was there other images you want to share, Neil?
You know, I don't remember saying three. If I said three, I don't know. Maybe that was,
I don't remember saying, you saying three. I said three, you're 3 years beyond your age of 37, which is your karmic number, and your fire number is three. So that might be a significant time zone for you in terms of something coming in with romance.
The only other thing, do you have a little metal or gold thing where you would burn things in, like an
incense burner?
Yeah. Do you have anything like that?
Yeah, I do. I have like a little mixer pot like that I burned sage in last summer.
Okay,
so, yeah.
We'll do it again.
Here's another image.
Yeah,
she got her wish.
Okay, two down. So I want you to do that and burn. I don't know why we're into incense and sage and everything, but do that.
Yeah, I know.
And,
it's a topic.
And
to
find a picture of a white horse. Yeah, I just find it anywhere. You know, go to the Dollar Tree or something and find a picture of a white horse.
She probably can print it out if she has a printer online.
Print it out.
Find,
is that
you
what
know,
you do?
That would be free.
No, print it out. Well, I don't care. Go and get a picture, a little picture of a white horse, and put it near the altar.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, keep in touch, Tanika, and find us on Facebook, and we'll try to do some magic here in terms of finding you that guy.
Yeah.
All right. Do you guys see everything okay in the work?
Work front with the new boss?
Yeah, it's
going to
go okay.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's good that you got that person out of there. That's a good sign.
I know, and I'm a little traumatized and about like working with other, like, I guess, women now at my job. So I'm just like, you know, wary, like want to make sure that everything's going to go smooth and stuff with her.
That's understandable.
It should.
Yeah.
It should, Tanika. We're not approaching this like something's going to go wrong. The person was removed. You know, we got our prayer answered, whatever. And so it wasn't meant to replace her with somebody worse or anything. So let's start off on a positive note there. And you're getting new shoes somewhere. So I don't know, something about shoes. And
I like
it. I wish someone would tell me I was getting new shoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Neil and Kristen. I'll call you back. I'll call you guys back next week.
Okay, sounds good, Tanika. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, 334 is our next caller. Hello.
Hi. This is Shakira, Alabama.
Oh, hi, Shakira. Hi.
Hey.
And Shakira just had a birthday. What's going on?
Yeah. Just want to know whatever's coming up.
Well, anything
whatever
you want to share with us? You have a new job. We know that. And you had a feather. We talked about that on the last show. So.
Yeah, my sister is doing that job now, but I am. Something else is coming up in the middle of June for me, which will be better
as
far as the time.
She was doing a house.
It's too early. No, it was cleaning up a store. I was cleaning the store, but it was too early, so I couldn't keep my babysitter for the time.
Oh, yeah, that's challenging.
Yeah.
And so something else is coming in?
Yeah, I talked to a guy, and he told me that, you know, something should be available the middle of June, so I'm waiting on that.
And what kind of job?
It's the same field, you know, cleaning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Yep. So, and you have a child?
She has two.
Children?
Yeah,
two children, right?
Yes.
Okay, so.
And
we
told her to go to church. Did you do that?
No, I haven't.
I mean,
yet.
I'm sorry. To meet a guy. Not like we're, you know, mandating people's, you know,
right, I know.
Religious involvement. But
I haven't been yet.
Yeah, well,
don't
you know,
procrastinate,
yeah,
if
you're calling a show and asking for advice, try to take the advice because you want to meet somebody, right? So that was the suggestion. Try to go to I think goes to a spiritual church. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
do you have a tattoo or anything skin wise on your body that looks like a design or anything?
Yeah, on my thigh. I got it many years ago. I don't even count it, but yeah.
You got it from county?
No, she said she doesn't really. She got it.
Yeah, I was like 16
when
I got it.
Maybe it's in the back of you.
But it's still an energy field
So you have a tattoo on your back?
On my thigh.
On your thigh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just saw the energy of it. What's it? Is it a design or a letter or something?
Nah, it says sexy. But like I said, I was very young.
It says sexy? Well, that's a letter.
Well,
it's
there's
not a picture
four
of
letters.
You being is
yeah.
a picture of you being sexy or is it letters?
No, it's letters. I think she's
is
saying.
It letters, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So sexy thigh. So so I saw that. Because it looked like letters, a tattoo, but it looked like a design. Okay, that's one, and then letters. It didn't look like a picture. It looked like a design or letters. So,
mm-hmm.
So I saw that. What is that? So that might mean that a relationship's coming. I don't know. Somewhere there's a relationship coming. And the image of this relationship is right now this person is behind a gray cloud. So they're kind of not, that means that they're not in here yet because there's a gray cloud, but it's like saying, there's a gray cloud behind the sun. We just don't see it yet. But when the clouds part and disperse, we will see the sun. So there's this person behind a gray cloud. And I don't know. It's weird, Shakira, because there's a name that's coming in that starts with the letter A. I don't think this is the person, but there's a person you know. I don't know if it's Allie or Alondra or something, but there's an A. There's a person with the letter A. So
mm-hmm.
the first thing you'd have to do is go to somebody you know that starts with the letter A. Allie?
Well, let's ask her. Is there someone you know whose name starts with the letter A?
I can't think of it. As of now, but...
Well, you think about it.
I don't know.
Yeah, you think about it, because this person seems to be like, they come out in your life and they go, like it's a dream, and the person's letter starts with A, and then they say to you, oh, the man's over there. And you are walking in the direction that this person pointed. So it's somebody in your social field somewhere. You got to think about that. Maybe it's one of your customers. I don't know. Do you have a clean... houses when the people are in the house?
She has a clean
room. No.
This is like
I was cleaning the store. I'm not cleaning it anymore, but I'm...
She was cleaning the store, but aside from that, how long has it been since you worked before that job?
That was... Oh, before that job? It's been a long time.
Long time.
It's been a while.
We're not in the immediate vicinity of the prediction or the image, but we're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Since it's right now, there's a gray cloud. That might mean you have to remove something in your life. I don't know if you're a procrastinator.
Well, she hasn't gone to church. Like we said on a past show, go to church because there may be that man there. She goes to a church. But she
I
hasn't
would go,
been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
do
you have a church or something you like that you know you could go to?
Yeah. I just haven't been yet.
Well, go. What do you
We said, not? We asked her, I think, on the last, or not last show, but another show. A few shows ago, is there a spiritual church in your area? And she said yes, and that was the recommendation to go to that church.
Well, go there. I mean, just go there at least once.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I am. It's just been a lot going on at home, you know, with my kid and everything. But it's something I'm still going to do, go to the church.
Well, okay, then do that. Do that and then get back to us. And we'll try to figure out where the next piece is, because this may be a little bit of a journey.
Okay.
Okay, with that cloud and everything, I just had a question with the cloud. Could it represent, like, both of us kind of being in a dark place? Or
yeah.
Do you kind of see that? That's
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Shakira. You know, the cloud is the obscurity, and we're trying to figure out how to remove it, because I'm sensing there's a gentleman behind it. So you're on the right path. You know, you got to think about what you'd like to remove in your world that would be healthy to remove, and remove that.
Okay.
You could start there.
I get it. Thank you.
Okay.
Good.
Once I go to the church, I will call y'all back.
Please do, please.
Even
okay,
if you don't see anything, just go there and tell us what your experience is like.
Okay, take care. Bye.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. Thanks. Okay.
We got to tell these people to follow us on FaceTalk.
Are you?
What's it called?
Facebook.
Oh, Facebook.
You know what it's called.
No, for some reason, I thought it was FaceTalk. Because you talk, don't you talk? You talk to people.
I don't really. I mean, I sometimes, yeah. I mean,
blog
there's communication.
Yeah, that's why. Because blog talk. FaceTalk.
No, it's Facebook. It's Facebook.
Facebook.
No, it's not FaceTalk.
I thought it was FaceTalk.
I don't know. I'm
SpaceTalk right now.
Apparently. Well, but you, in other areas, you're not, so that's good.
What?
I mean, you're getting some good hits today, but in this area, you're not. You don't remember. You know it's Facebook. I don't know why you.
I thought it was FaceTalk.
No, you don't. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm a little confounded. 401.
Hi, this is
Brianna
from
Lebanon.
How are you?
The connection is really bad. It sounds like you're in a tunnel with weird electronic interference.
We don't take global calls here.
Can you hear me better?
Oh,
way better.
Okay. I said, this is Fernanda from Rhode Island. How are you?
Gosh, Fernanda, I should have told you. I have been thinking about you all week.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. And I was going to mention her to you. I can't believe it.
And we haven't talked in like over 6 months or more.
6 months. And this whole week I have been thinking of you. And I was going to mention it to Neil and say, Fernanda has not called us in so long. I was thinking about you and your situation and the flowers that you bought yourself. I was just thinking of this. So I swear, I cannot tell a lie.
So weird.
Fernanda, what's your birth date again?
7/25/67.
67, right?
Yes.
1324. So what's going on with you?
It's all still the same.
Okay. Yeah.
Nothing has changed. He's still with that woman. Our divorce is still all pending. Every time we go to court, everything gets postponed still. And
he's not paying you still?
No payment still.
And I think he's a 31-4. What's his birth date again?
6/22/74.
Okay.
6/7/8/9/10/20. Oh, she's
67? Yeah. He's a 31-4. I remembered. Yeah. Okay, so it's the same. He's not paying you. The court process is being dragged out. He's with the same woman.
Yes.
Has there been any communication between the two of you at all?
Not really. I mean, I was last in court about 3 weeks ago, and he's still as cold as anything. And now he blames me for not working, which is a lie. But, you know, I believe he's gotten himself more and more into deep trouble with financial-wise, to the point that his parents had to put their own house up for sale.
Really?
So this woman is literally destroying his life.
Wow. And then your home, is he still on the title?
He is still on. Yes, he is. I'm fighting to keep my home as well.
You're fighting to keep your home, you're saying?
Correct.
And he's on the title, but he's not paying anything towards it.
Correct, correct.
And you have a mortgage, correct? You don't own
correct.
It outright?
Correct, I do have a
okay.
mortgage.
Do you remember her? She had, she's talked a couple times
yeah.
privately, but so the husband kind of went off the deep end. Suddenly,
right.
they had a great marriage, and then...
The attorney?
That woman came
no,
he into just, place and...
What, say that again, Fernanda?
I said the woman came in and everything went belly up.
Everyone
went
haywire.
Yeah,
and
everything.
He did drugs or is on drugs.
Your attorney?
Alcohol.
Do you have an attorney?
I do, I do.
Well, how effective do you feel your attorney is?
I'm sorry?
How effective do you feel your attorney is?
To be honest with you, Neil, I'm not really happy with her, but...
But what?
But, I mean, it's not that, I don't know, she seems to drag a lot. Like, you should have been held in contempt so many times, and she always said, oh, don't worry, because, you know, even though he's not paying you at the end, you're going to get it all, and it's all going to be deducted out of
yeah,
whatever
she
of the house.
Fernanda, does she keep sending you bills?
She has not sent me any bills.
She's not sent you any bills? Do you know what your balance is with her?
I'm sorry?
Do you know how much you owe her at this point?
I do not.
Oh, boy.
Well, I don't know. We can't give legal advice. And we can't...
Oh, I know. What I really wanted to see, Neil, saw anything is about, like, especially... between him and her, the other woman and like there, what's going on in my house and stuff like that. Only because, like I said, she's totally dragging him so down to this deep, deep end that everybody's losing out because of him. You know, the business, his business went belly up. So his brother lost his job. He took money from customers. And then his parents end up having to put the house up for sale.
Do you still want him back? That was the thing, too. She wanted him back.
Yeah.
Do you still want him back? Yeah, we got it.
I am sick of in love with him.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Say that again, Fernanda, because we were
Yes, I am still in love with him.
You're still in love with him. Hi.
She's a one. He's a four.
I mean.
There's a five in her karma. She got stuck in karma with him. And there's a sexual energy between the two of them. So
right.
She's stuck there. But the 25 is a broken 7, which is in her month. And then she has another 7 going on in her year.
He's got a 4 on his.
But that's connected to the fact that there
and
are 5 together.
Right. But he's
so
also.
So there's a karmic situation, but her year becomes a 5.
Right.
It's
and her, and he's his master number is in his day and in his. In his 74 year, so it's broken up.
Well, you know the situation with your husband ex. I guess you're still married, but
correct.
The situation is that you see he came into the world with you to unite. The problem you're having in this storyline is that he had a past life exclusive to you. You weren't involved in
with this woman.
Yeah. And that energy that he had, that he brought back with him on this planet, has to do with her, and that has to do with darkness. And she's become like a vampire. What she's doing is that she's a dark energy. And what she's doing is she's absorbing. There's a lot of entities like this in the astral realm, too. They will absorb human energy and consume a person because it becomes part of their diet. And substance. So what she's doing is she's absorbing your husband's energy, and that means that takes from your energy because you're involved in him, because you have a part of your soul in him and your heart. So when she's sucking him dry, you get sucked dry too. So the problem is her. Well, the problem is him too, because he's weak. And he's weak because past life, he broke a bone. Has he ever broken a bone in this lifetime or been in an accident, to your knowledge?
I think he's broken bones and been into an accident, yes.
Okay, because that just zapped me when I was talking. So there, you see, he's got a chaotic, he kind of reminds me of James Dean. He's got a kind of reckless, not that he has to look like James Dean, but James Dean was a rebel. He really
he's
was
a rebel.
Yeah. So, okay. So
and he's turned into more of a rebel even since all this.
Okay. So but you see, what James Dean did was he was racing his sports car and he ran a red light. I think that's how it happened. He ran a red light on a desolate road and he died instantly in a major car crash, which I think he caused because he was racing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about your husband that's got me a little bit concerned, because he may encounter something nasty on the road.
Okay.
Now I don't want to imply that that's going to happen, but the energy feels like there's a collision coming. Maybe it's figuratively speaking, but there might be a collision coming, and I don't know. This woman may be involved too. So you know, it's problematic there.
See, in
this
terms,
doesn't answer your attorney situation.
Well, she's not really asking about the attorney situation. What she's really asking about is the husband situation. And we encountered Fernanda almost a year ago. And this is still, I mean, he's still with the woman. She still wants him back.
Yeah, I remember.
Which, you know, I mean, I think that's going to be a challenge to get him back.
Let me ask you something, Fernanda. In your world, do you have anything coming up with vehicles? Do you need to have your car changed, serviced? I don't care how minor it is, but anything with the car, the tires flat?
Not that I'm aware of, no. I need to get a new car.
You need a new car?
You need a new car.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So if we take the energy that you need a new car and it's not just status quo, because now what you're saying is, okay, nothing wrong with my car, but in reference to your question, need a new car, like you need a new husband, you need to decide to become a new guy. So there's you've got to watch the element of vehicle energy. Do you communicate with your husband at all?
Not really.
Which not really. Really, I mean, not really means
barely,
there might be a little
barely,
bit.
So
what if has there been communication since the last time we spoke?
I mean, minor communication is
okay. So what?
Because of court or something like that.
Okay, so is it through the court system, or has there ever been communication one on one directly between the two of you?
We've had one on one, but it's always in regards to the payments that have to be made or something like that. But that's it.
Okay.
Construction.
He does construction.
Yes, he used to have, well, he did. He had a construction company, which has
That's
now
right.
gone
okay,
back.
That came to me fresh. I didn't recall.
Remember.
I'm sitting here, I'm feeling energy, and that's what came to me. So there's something to do with vehicles. What you're going to have to do is just wait and see in terms of him. Because the thing that triggers a change has to do with a vehicle. It may involve her, the other person here. But there's something.
Mostly my question is, if this is like, if she's going to be in his life, even if he doesn't come back, she's going to be in his life, because I truly feel that she's totally destroying him and destroying all those around him.
Well,
can't control what she's going to do, especially if you're separated. I mean,
yeah, you got to be careful, because if she's absorbing his energy and consumed his life, and your energy is invested in him more than it should be, your life is going to feel drained, because you're following.
You're tied to that energy field of her negativity.
You probably need to learn to, and if you separate more and become stronger in being autonomous, your attorney may be able to get things done, because I think there's a karma going on, where maybe your codependency on your husband is frustrating the end result. Well, nothing's happening. The way we read it is things should be getting done here, progressing. Okay. And if it isn't, it's because you got to think, Fernanda, that you have to separate in your psyche it to some respect. You know, you got to go in your mind somewhere and go, how can I separate further from him and be more independent, more autonomous, and more forceful?
And you're, I mean, the thing is, you not moving forward, I mean, it's understandable that you wanted to keep the relationship and you were trying to change the energy, but after this length of time, I would say it would be healthier to move forward and not be stuck in, you know, you're not, I mean, being stuck in the relationship is going to make you stuck in so many other areas of your life.
Yeah. How long have you known, how long have you known him?
Long time.
Oh yeah. 18 years.
Yeah.
Well, you've got a problem. You have to learn how to separate because you're compounded too, and you're meant to move forward. And if you hold on to this in a way that you know you could lessen that hold, you're going to get more results. You'll get more results. That's our psychic legal prediction.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get a better deal going if you learn how to separate more. Do you have a life? Do you have any other person in your life that you're interested in? Do you have a life away from your husband?
Support. Oh, she dropped. Okay, so we're going to have to bring on the next caller, and if she calls back, we can bring her on. Okay, hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Valerie.
Yeah, I thought it was Valerie. I was going to say Valerie, but then I thought, oh, I might be wrong. Hi,
yeah.
Valerie.
Hi. I would like to know about relationship.
Okay. 525-54. And so.
Who is this?
Valerie.
Oh.
So last time you called.
It was about work.
Right. It was about work.
Right.
But today it's about relationship. So.
314.
Yeah. And there's been nothing regarding, we've talked about relationship in the past though, right?
Right. But I think in the past I wasn't really ready, but I'm ready this time.
You're really ready. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's good. She is how old?
Valerie, a question on the side. When was the last time you saw the eye doctor, or I guess any doctor?
It's been a little while. I don't want to go into detail, but it's been a little while.
Uh-huh. Well, how's your eyesight been lately?
It's okay.
Do you wear glasses?
I do, reading glasses.
Reading glasses, so you're a little bit... You're nearsighted.
No, farsighted.
Farsighted.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Uh-huh. Do you live with any other living energy, a cat or a dog or anything?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay.
For the moment, my granddaughter's living here.
That's another living energy, but it wasn't a pet.
Yeah, I see.
No. It's okay.
That's okay, because I heard a heartbeat beside you. And so I have to trace this, you know, from the eyeglasses. Then I start to hear a heartbeat, and I have to think, there's somebody else living there? Is it a nana? What's his heartbeat? So you're taking care of who? Who's there?
My granddaughter.
Your granddaughter. Ah, your granddaughter. And, okay, so let me ask you a question we asked a former caller. Is there anybody to your mind that starts with the letter A in your life?
Oh, yeah.
Who is
that? That starts with an O.
Who in your life can you reference that might be?
Well, it's in the family name.
What?
It's in the family name.
Oh.
I don't want to say too. Yeah.
No, that's understandable.
Don't
do that.
Okay.
Okay, so that's
okay.
Good.
Okay, so we got a nibble. Okay, so now we're going to try to figure out this fish that we got. Because so let's picture, we're vegetarian, so this is a poor image, but let's picture you're in a boat, a little rowboat or something, and you're fishing, and you feel a nibble. That's the man. We're getting a nibble. We're getting something eating the energy. around you. So it's something to do with somebody around you. Now, this person, it's weird. Don't worry whether you like this or not. But this man likes to dance. You know, okay. It may not be a requirement for you, but he likes to dance.
Do you like to dance, Valerie?
So, yes, I do.
Okay,
oh, you do.
So that's good.
Okay. So what kind of dancing do you do? Do you do
just
anything? What kind of dance?
Just the regular what's in the moment.
Okay.
You know, just like freestyle.
And a freestyle.
Correct.
Well, then you, if you can find a place where there's social dancing, some places offer that, and you exchange partners and you dance, that might be where the fishing pond is.
Okay.
And you know, what you got to do is just get up and be motivated and go there. It may be a little awkward or shy or whatever. Maybe it'll be easy for you. But right now on the call, that's where we think the pond is, the fish.
Okay.
Okay. And
then how long will it take me to bring in that fish?
I'm sorry, say that
long
again.
Will it take?
Yeah.
You know, wiggle when you dance. I don't know. You know, like a worm.
Do you go dancing often now?
No, I don't go often.
So I think probably the image of dancing came in because that's something that will help bring in.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that you need to do anything specific other than maybe start to investigate that, you know, type of activity and participate in it.
Well, let me ask you real quick, Valerie, would you get dressed up and would this something you're going to do or not? Would you get dressed up and go to a place and go do some social dancing? Then go ahead and do it.
Yes.
That's where we go first. Wear something beautiful and captivating and improve your dance step a little bit. Good eye contact. Let's see if we can get a nice man to come in. That's where we're going. Think we're going.
Okay.
Okay,
sounds
Valerie.
Good. Yeah.
And can you, and you know what we do? What we're trying to promote people to do is follow us on Facebook. Not FaceTalk, Facebook.
If you're on there, it helps because we can work with your pictures and in terms of Blog Talk Radio followers, if you already do that, it's tough for us to connect with the people that follow us on Blog Talk Radio. There's not a whole lot.
Yeah,
so
it takes a second on Blog Talk.
No,
but do it on
Facebook. Yeah.
That's
do it on Facebook or on Twitter.
And if you guys can you work a little magic behind the scenes?
Well, we always do. So
we
will specifically do that, especially will be effective if you connect with us because we have more material to work with.
Yeah, because Kristen will show me she'll show me the picture and then we'll focus on it. And that's what we'll do behind the scenes for you.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah. So connect with us there. Our account's under Blog Talk Radio profile and it's Neil and Kristen Baker. And that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
And connect with us.
All
let
right.
us know how things progress. Okay.
I will. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. We did have another caller come in, but we are out of time. Actually, 646, try to connect with us on Wednesday. We are back on the air then at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks everyone. Bye-bye.